Penguin Random House Audio presents A False Report, A True Story of Rape in America by T. Christian Miller and Ken Armstrong. Read for you by Hilary Huber, with an epilogue read by Ken Armstrong and an author's note read by T. Christian Miller. Chapter 1. The Bridge. Monday, August 18th, 2008. Linwood, Washington. Marie left the interview room and walked down the stairs of the police station, accompanied by a detective and a sergeant. She was no longer crying. At the bottom, the police handed her off to the two people who were waiting for her there. Marie belonged to a support program for teenagers aging out of foster care. These two were program managers. So, one said, were you raped? It had been 1 week since Marie, an 18-year-old with hazel eyes, wavy hair, and braces, had reported being raped by a stranger with a knife who had broken into her apartment and blindfolded, bound, and gagged her. In that week, Marie had told the story to police at least 5 times. She had told them, thin white man, short as 5'6", blue jeans, hoodie, gray, maybe white, eyes, possibly blue. But her story wasn't always the same in the telling, and the police had heard from people in Marie's life who had doubts. And when the police had confronted Marie about those doubts, she had wavered, then buckled, saying she had made this story up. Because...